It's back to court for Donald Trump, this time on federal charges relating to his possession of classified documents from his term in the White House. The former president insists that the obstruction of justice charges are another attempt at political interference in the 2024 presidential election. Niall Stanage is associate editor of The Hill, the Washington-based political newspaper, and he joins us now. Niall, thank you for taking our call this morning, Washington time. News of this indictment emerging late yesterday, I think, and overnight. Has there been any political reaction at this early stage?
There's been political reaction, but mostly from the former president's allies, who are really joining in his accusation that this is some sort of witch hunt or some politically motivated move. The evidence to back that up is rather scant, given that this investigation has been going on quite a while and that the underlying facts pertain to a whole lengthy period where the authorities were trying to get these documents from Mr. Trump.
At this stage, Niall, what's known of the charges against him?
Well, it has been widely reported that there are seven charges, but the actual indictment itself has not been revealed. However, from fairly authoritative reporting, Brian, we're hearing suggestions that it could include obstruction charges, the so-called Espionage Act, which is basically about having information that could be harmful to the US or advantageous to its adversaries, and perhaps some suggestion of making false statements as well.
Well, we know that President Trump has had significant legal troubles since leaving office, Stormy Daniels, the Georgia election count, his tax situation. But these are potential federal charges. What's the significance of that?
I think the significance lies mainly in just the seriousness of the charges. Just to take one example, if he is accused of obstruction of justice or obstructing an official proceeding, the maximum prison sentence for that is 20 years. Now, he's apparently going to proclaim his innocence. Even if he were convicted, there's no guarantee that he would get the maximum sentence, of course. But that just underlines the gravity of the underlying offence.
There will, of course, be intense focus on the impact of all of this on the his attempts to secure, again, the Republican Party nomination. Is it too early to say whether this will play to his advantage or be a handicap?
Certainly in the past, we've seen these kinds of legal developments be an advantage to him with Republican voters. There has on occasion been a rallying around effect, as there certainly was after the New York charges that ultimately went back to the Stormy Daniels matter. However, there could be, I think, some more moderate Republicans who just look at this situation with a wider lens and think, if we nominate someone who is now twice indicted, can that person possibly win a general election? I think that's where the potential political liability for Mr. Trump exists.
In the meantime, his rivals for the Republican nomination are tacking towards the rally round him side of all of this.
They are, yes, absolutely. I mean, you have, for example, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, his main rival, not 100% backing Trump up, but suggesting that this is somehow tainted, or that if DeSantis were ever elected president, he would prevent what he sees as the weaponization of the Justice Department. There have been some of his rivals who have stayed silent so far, but overall there has been some sympathy to him from Republican ranks, for sure.
Niall Stanage from The Hill, thanks very much for talking to us.